Rahman is on the wazn of fa'lan. Rahim is on the wazn of fa'il. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has these two names. Both of these names are part of the sifatul jamal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not part of the Sifatul Jalal. If you remember the difference. And also, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rahmat is the Sifat which is also among the Sifatul Fi'l of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we learned those points in the discussion of Tawheed lessons when we were talking about Tawheed. Remember, if you were there, when we talked about Tawheed and the concept of Adl of Allah, and then we talked about the Nubuwwat and Imam, those. So we discussed those things in detail for those of you who were present. But for those of you who are not there, I can just say it very quickly that Sifatul Jamal are the positive attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Positive in the sense, all of His attributes are positive. Positive in the sense that those attributes which belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those attributes which are found in Him. This found in Him is also not the right way of expressing the sifat and attributes of Allah, because the attributes and sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are all sifat of Allah, all of are aynu dhat, nothing but His essence. So these sifatul jamal, the beautiful attributes of Allah, are the ones which are basically found. Whereas the Sifatul Jalal are those attributes which are not available. Allah does not have those attributes. So those things which are not available in his existence are classified as Sifatul Jalal. So we discuss all the Sifatul Jamal and Sifatul Jalal. So Allah is not a body. Allah cannot be seen. Allah doesn't have the ahwal, you know, Allah doesn't have taghayyur, you know, all those things that we have discussed in detail. So, and then we also learned about the fact that Tawheed of Allah, when we believe in the Tawheed, it includes three things. First is the Tawheed al-Zaat, Tawheed of Allah regarding His essence, Zat is the essence. The Tawheed of Allah regarding His Sifat, His attributes. And then the Tawheed of Allah regarding His Af'al, that means His actions. So the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sifatul jamal, are the ones which are found. Sifatul jalal are the ones which are not available. Okay? So these are the attributes of Allah. Sifatul jalal are found and jalal are not available for Him. He is not a body, for instance. He cannot be seen with the eyes. He doesn't have taghayyur, all those things. So, he's not in a makan, in a specific place, you know, for instance, and so on and so forth. So, these sifat al-jamal. Now, the sifat al-jamal are aynu zat. They are aynu zat. Nothing but His zat. So, when we talk about us, ourselves, we are such existences that our zat, that means the essence, and our sifat, the attributes, are two different things. Because there was a time passing by when our zat was there and we didn't have the attributes. Later on we acquired the attributes. So that's why we say that the attributes of ours are za'id ala zat. Za'id ala zat. So they are added on to the essence. The essence didn't have it. They were added on later on. They were achieved later on. So that's how we call it Zaid al-Zat. They were added on the essence. So a human being was born. At the time of his birth, he didn't have the ilm. For example, his existence was there. He was born. But there was no ilm. The sifat of ilm was achieved later on. So it was added on his Zat. We are like this. All our beautiful sifat that we achieve in our life, they are all added later on to our essence. So that's why we believe they are za'id al-zat. They are not ainu zat. If it were ainu zat, if all our sifat were ainu zat, then we would have been born with the ilm. But like the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, like the Anbiya alayhi salam, they were born with the ilm. So their ilm was there with their zat, because their zat belongs, they are nurani. When they are nurani, they are the from the nur of Allah. When they are mumassil, they are the madhar, they are the reflection, aynedar, of the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are from the nur. They are not from the turab like we are. Their existence is different from ours. So we consider their ruh to be ruhun qudsiyyah. That's how we call it, arwahun qudsiyyah. So our arwah are different. Their souls are different from us. Their souls are ruhun qudsiyya. There's a huge difference between that kind of ruh and our kind of ruh. So we cannot compare them with ourselves. So what I was trying to say is that our zat is different and our sifat are different, and sifat was za'id al-zat. In our case, they were added on to our essence and zat later on. Once upon a time, our zat was there without the sifatul jamal. Isn't that right? So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like this. His zat was there and all the sifat were also nothing but His zat. Ainu zat. There is no other example like Allah. So, that's why we cannot give any other misal. Because humans can understand things with the mithal, an example. We cannot give any example of Allah. There is no other God. So that's why it becomes hard to, you know, to realize that. But that's the Allah is the only example. So basically Allah's sifat are aynu zat. Let me erase a little bit so that the mess, you can understand it easily when I move forward again to my discussion. So what I was saying is that we believe in three kinds of tawheed. Tawheed al-Zat, Allah, his essence is, we believe that his essence is one. And Tawheed al-Sifat, that we believe that all the Sifatul Jamal, all the beautiful appreciated attributes are found in him. And I already said this is not the right way of expressing, but in English, you know, what can we do? That's the way we express. But it's not the right way of talking about Allah. All the Sifatul Jamal, you know, are nothing but his Zat. Nothing but his essence. Ainu Zat. Sifatul Af'al are not Ainu Zat. Sifatul Af'al of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not Ainu Zat. Because his Zat was there and he didn't do those Af'al. Later on he performed those actions. For example, his Khaliqiyyat. Allah is Khaliqun. He is the creator. Yes. Khaliq means creator. Allah will be called Khaliq when he starts the creation. At the time when he did not start any creation, he was there and no one else was there. We don't call him Khaliq at the time when he did not commit the action. When he starts the fi'l, then he will be called, he will be named with that fi'l. So sifatul af'al are not ainu zat. They are called, they are assigned to Allah after Allah did those actions. Is it right? No. That's not ainu zat. Everything which is ainu zat.
And he comes to the action when it's necessary.
Yeah, so when it comes, then you call it. When it doesn't, how would you call Khaliq? Somebody who never created, we are talking about the when he never created anything at that time. You call him, you are the creator. You have the power to create, but you are not the creator yet. That's why we believe that they are darajat and levels even in the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're darajat. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is raziq. He provides the risk and sustenance. Why is he raziq? Because Allah is khaliq. He's the one who created. When you create, you have to provide the risk to your makhluk. Otherwise, makhluk would die. So Allah is raziq because he's khaliq. If he was not the Khaliq, he would not have been the Raziq. Now Allah is Khaliq, why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Qadir. Because he has the absolute Qudrat. That's why he has the power to create. Because he has the power to create, so he created. Now this Qudrat is Ainu Zat. His Qudrat is Ainu Zat. There wasn't any time when Allah was there and he was not Qadir. No.
So that means if that's what Qadir is, a Sifat al-Zat, it is a Zat, then Khaliq and Razak is included already.
Yeah, it's included in the essence, in the theme is there. But technically speaking, when you call it when he does that. So that's why we believe that Sifatul Af'al are not Ainu Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So likewise the Rahmat is also one of the Sifatul Af'al of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he provides the Rahmat, then he will be called, you know, he will be assigned with this name. So...
They are Jalal then?
No, it's not Jalal, it is Jamal. But...
Jamal is...
Ainu Zat. But it is under another name. Rahmat is under another name. And that name is Ainu Zat.
I'm confused here. So what is Khaliq? Khaliq is an action.
Yeah, it's an action.
Okay, and actions are...
Not part of the Zat. Not Ainu Zat. Not part is not the right word. Not Ainu Zat. Because part means that Allah has parts. No, that's not the right way of saying it. So we cannot say Khaliq is part of... This part is not the right word. Khaliqiyyat is not Ainu Zat. It, because it is a fi'l, an action. If Allah performs the action, then he will be called, will be named with this name. If Allah provides the risk, then he will be called Raziq. So if he did not create anybody, at that occasion, when he did not create anyone, there was no need for him to provide the rizq. Whom he provides the rizq? There is nobody else other than him. So why will we call him Raziq? Yeah, we will call him Qadir. He is the power to create and power to provide the rizq. But he did not provide yet.
But he had this
power.
Power, yeah.
He has the Qudrat, which is Ainuzat. He has the Qudrat, which is Ainuzat. So that's why we say some of the Asma of Allah are Azim. And some of the Asma of Allah are A'zam, Isme A'zam. Azim and A'zam, greater. So why some names are greater and why some names are less great? This is the reason. Because some names are Matahat, they are under the greater names. So Khaliq is A'zam as compared to Raziq. Qadir is A'zam as compared to Khaliq and Raziq both. And some of the names are really high, like Qayyum, for example. You know, Al-Qayyum. Everything returns back to Qayyum. Everything returns back to Qayyum. Qayyum means that the meaning of Qayyum is this. Al-Qa'imu fi nafsihi wal-muqimu or wal-muqawwim li-ghayrihi. You can say al-muqawwim li-ghayrihi. Someone who is qa'im on his own, and he is the one who provides due to him, all the rest of the things are surviving. So he is surviving on his own, and all the rest is surviving because of him. So this qaymumat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is supervising all the rest of the sifat. So basically, and likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hay. One of the major asma'i a'azam, one of the Hayat is Ainul Hayat. Allah, Hayat is Ainul Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's Ainul Zat. So, things get back to these asma of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which are A'zam. So,
Hayy and Qayyum, they are Ainul Zat. And Sifatul
Jamal. All the Sifatul Jamal are Ainul Zat, but these are A'zam.
But they are Sifatul
Jamal. They are found. Sifatul Jalal are not found. Like Allah is not a body. It's not found in Allah. A body, physique is not found in Allah. Sifatul Jamal are the negative attributes, things which are not there. Jo nahi paayi jaati hain Allah mein cheezein.
So at one point, Raziq was Sifatul Jalal because when there was no human being.
It was not Sifatul Jalal because the meaning is not that of Jalal. It is a doable thing for Allah. Whereas body, he will never be a body. Even in the future. You cannot compare this with that.
So,
Sifatul Jalal are totally different than Jamal. Okay. Sifatul Jalal are muhal for the sake of Allah. This was not muhal.
No,
he has power to do everything, yes. So this is Ainul Zat. Now all the different A'mal and Af'al that he performs, when he performs it, he will be named. If he did not perform, he will not be named with that. But that doesn't make him lose anything because he has the Qudrat to do everything. Sifatul Jalal can never be taking place in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because that is not possible. That's muhal for Allah. Like Allah is not confined in one place. Mahdood in one makan. No. He can never be like this. He can never be mahdood in one makan. This is Sifatul Jalal. He is above that. Yeah, Allah cannot be seen because he is ghair mar'i. You know, he is not mar'i. He cannot be seen. Allah is not a body, for instance, you know, and all those. So these things are impossible to happen ever, but these sifatul af'al are all possible to happen.
Okay, so Malik Yawm al-Din, although it's not happened, but he has the, you know, he is the one.
Yeah, right? Malikiyat of right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Malikiyat is also not one of the Ism al-Azam, because Malikiyat, I don't think to the best of what I recall, is Malikiyat of Allah, He owns everything. This is when the things are created by Him, then He would own it. At the time when He did not create, when there is nothing available, Malikiyat happens when you own something. You are the Malik and Sahib and owner of something. When the thing is there, you are the owner. If the thing is not there, what would you say? I am the owner of something? There is nothing available. But He was still there.
Yeah, that's what my point
is. So Malikiyat is not, I don't think it's one of the Asma'i Azam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ilm of Allah is the Ismi Azam. Alim. Alimun is Ismi Azam. Hay is Ismi Azam. Qayyum is Ismi Azam. Qudrat of Allah. Qadir, Qadir, Ismi Azam. These are always there. They don't require the af'al. They don't stand in need of af'al. They are above the af'al of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, but it is a separate concept which needs to be understood, so we better single it out separately so that you know the details. Yeah, it comes from the sifat. But then you must understand the difference that sifatul jamal are part of his zat, ainul zat, not part of ainul zat, but of all are not. So this difference has to be explained separately. No, we refer to Jalal also. We refer to Sifat al-Jalal also. Yeah. So, the Ahl al-Bayt alayhim as-salam are Noor. Their Ruh is Ruhun Qudsiyya. Their Ruh is Ruhun Qudsiyya. It's not like our soul. So they are from the Noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they are the Noor, Noor is not restricted to a makan. Noor is not restricted to a time. So Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, Noor was there before everything else was created. Before there was any time. Time happened after the creation of earth and sun. Earth and sun was created very, very late. You know, and they were created way before that. You know, so basically, they are above the time. So was he one of see we say assalamu alaykum ya sahib al-zaman. Sahib al-zaman means the owner of zaman. Zaman cannot influence him. He is above the ta'thir of zaman. He is above it. If zaman was created in front of his eyes, then there was no time he used to exist before the time was ever created by Allah. So the time was created by God in front of his eyes. So he is timeless creature. Ahlul Bayt are timeless creatures. They are spaceless creatures because they are Noor. Because the Ruh is Ruhun Qudsiyya. It's not like our soul. So if I'm available here, I cannot be seen there, next door. That's not possible, that's muhal. But if Imam Ali al-Islam was seen at 40 places at one time, one of the mu'jiza, that he was seen with 40 different people in Medina, invited Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam, 40 different people invited him, yeah, in one of those cities. So basically, and Imam Ali, everybody on the next day came and said, well, I saw Imam Ali in my house. I saw him here. 40 people. Of course, he was in one place, but he was seen in 40 different places. So the time and zaman and makan, the time and place do not affect them. They are above those things. So even they are the madhar of Sifatul Jalal also. So they are, because they are Noor. That's the reason why they are mother of the Fatul Jalal, because they are not a body. They are not like us. They are from the Noor of Allah. So that's the reason.
Is there a difference that they don't reflect from Allah, or is it all the...
No, they do reflect.
Yeah.
They reflect the Sifat al Jalal also.
No, but is there any attempt they don't reflect out of, because that
Yeah, there's only one among the 73 names. There's only 73 Isma A'zam of Allah. They know the 72. Asif bin Barkhiya knew one only. Asif bin Barkhiya, who was the Wasi of Hazrat Sulaiman, he knew only one of those 73. So Ahlul Bayt al-Imsalam know 72. There is a 73rd name, which is, we call it, Ism al-Musta'sar. Ism al-Musta'sar al-Ilahi. So that is the only name which is not known by the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt. That's the difference between Allah and the makhluk, Khaliq and makhluk. So that cannot be known by any. If it was able to be known, Allah would have taught it. It's not able to be known by any creature. So that's the difference. But they are even mazhar of that name also. They are the mazhar of all the names. Despite the fact that it's not told to them, but they are still the mazhar. They are from the Noor of Allah. So, Al-Ism al-Musta'sar Al-Musta'sar Al-Ilahi. Yeah, Ta' Al-Ilahi. Al-Ism al-Musta'sar Al-Ilahi. That's the 73rd one. So, Ilm and Qudrat and Hayat and Qayyumiyyat and Hikmat of Allah, you know, these are all the greatest names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything falls under it, and they don't fall on under anything else. His Qayyumiyyat is not under anything else. Everything else is falls under it. So everything else is because he is Qayyum, and because he is Hayy, and because he is Aleem. These Ilm and Qudrat and Hayat and Qayyumiyyat are above everything else. So, yeah. So if you, like I had already mentioned in one of my speeches, that if you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he is Raziq, he is providing you job and risk, so you would be Abdur Raziq. You would not be Abdullah. If you worship Allah and you obey Allah because Allah created you, then you will be Abdul Khaliq. You are not Abdullah. You are worshipping Allah because He created you. So if you are worshipping God because He has Qudrat and power over doing anything and everything, then you would be Abdul Qadir. But if you are worshipping Allah, keeping in mind that Allah has all the beautiful sifat, sifatul jalal and sifatul jamal in Him. In Him is not the right way of saying, but they are all the sifata ainuzat for Him. If you worship Allah because He has all the beautiful attributes. You remember we discussed the definition of Allah? Ismun jami'un yastajmi' jami'a sifatil kamaliyya. All the perfect attributes. So then you would be called Abdullah. But and then of course we have that Abduhu, which I also discussed in one of my speeches. Abduhu, and this is superior than Abdullah, because this Zamir of Abduhu is returning back to Al Maqam Al Ghaib Al Ilahi. Maqam al-ghayb al-ilahi, maqam al-ghayb. So, which is unknown to anybody. Nobody knows that. So, abduhu, being the abd of his. This is way higher than Abdullah in its greatness and the meaning. So, in the tashahud we say, you know, before we mention about the risalat, or risalat of Rasulullah is not an ordinary thing. His risalat is the khatamiyyat, is the most superior and the seal and the final risalat and the most complete and the most perfect among all the 124,000 prophets and all the 313 messengers. So even the risalat of Prophet is not an ordinary thing. Prophet himself has said, Adam wa man dunahu tahta liwa'i. Adam and all after Adam are under my banner. So everything, even all the prophets of God are under the risalat of Rasulullah. So his risalat is not an ordinary thing when we say ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Rasuluh has a lot of meaning. A huge world is hidden behind the word Rasuluh. But even despite his risalat is the most superior, and every prophet and messenger is under and subordinate and under the command of Rasulullah and his, you know. But still we put the word abduhu ahead of Rasulullah, because abdiyat of Allah towards the maqam ghaib of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is superior than the risalat of Rasulullah. That's what our Urafa say, that his maqam of abdiyat is higher than the maqam of risalat of Rasulullah. And even when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the incident of Mi'raj in Surah Al-Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu. So Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi, glorified is he, is the one who took his abd in the night time from the Masjid al-Haram to the Masjid al-Aqsa. So here Allah did not say glorified is the one who took his Rasul. Subhanalladhi asra bi rasulihi, or Subhanalladhi asra bi nabiyihi, glorified is he who took his Prophet. No, he took his abd. Being the abd of Allah is the highest level that Prophet has reached. The abdiyat, especially the abdiyat of the maqam al-ghaib of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the highest possible level for a human that he has reached, which is superior. This mansab is superior. Mansab of abdiyat and level of manzilat of abdiyat is higher than the mansab and manzilat of risalat of Rasulullah. And even his risalat is the highest among all, because he has said, Adam and all after him are under my banner. So his risalat is also not an ordinary risalat. It's the most superior among all the risalat. So, inshallah, we will continue about the discussion of Rahman Rahim later in the next class. Thank you very much. Yes, please.
So he's the only abd in this sense. Rasulullah is the